It seems like every day and everywhere, great books are being published. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick turns her focus to Southeast Asia with reviews of a new novel and a memoir. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Rachel Hang's amazing novel, The Great Reclamation, tells the story of a fearful, tender, unexpectedly gifted boy in a Singapore fishing village whose fate is inextricably wound with that of his community. Though scaffolded against a sweeping backdrop of the politics of colonialism, World War II in Southeast Asia, ecology, the inexorable forces of development and modernization, very little of that is ever mentioned. Instead, Hang focuses on the experiences of the characters in language of perfect simplicity. It begins in 1941, when young Ah Boon goes out fishing with his pa and somehow intuits the location of a mysterious island where the fish run denser than their nets can carry. Quote, while previously they'd subsisted on thin gruel with sweet potato, stringy bean sprouts, and the occasional scrawny chicken, now they feasted day and night on fish. They steamed them with ginger and fresh-cut chilies. They chopped them up and sautéed the pieces with fragrant sambal. They fried them till the fins grew crispy, a delicious treat for the children. Ah Boon becomes close with his brilliant schoolmate, Shok Mei, the love of his life. But after their idyllic childhood is ended by war, upheaval, and erasure, including a massive earth-moving project that reshapes the coastline of the island and submerges their entire village, perhaps the reclamation is not so great after all. In Getting Out of Saigon, retired banker Ralph White makes his memoir debut with a Vietnam story unlike anything you've ever heard. As the final days of U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War sputtered to their ignominious end, White was called in for a meeting by Chase Manhattan's exec in charge of Southeast Asia operations. At 27, he was working in Bangkok as an entry-level corporate banking officer, but now he was being transferred to Saigon, where his job would be to close the branch and ensure the safety of the top-level Vietnamese employees. As he imagined it, quote, I'd be following in the footsteps of Somerset Maugham, Grand Green, and Joseph Conrad. The Vietnamese were an attractive, pleasant people. The cafe in the courtyard of the Continental Hotel served delicious buttery croissants. I bobbed my head and said, I'll do it. What he came to realize once he arrived in the tottering disaster that was the city of Saigon in April 1975 was that all 53 employees would be executed when the North Vietnamese took the city. Not if, but when. Unfortunately, the delusional American ambassador, Graham Martin, was making it nearly impossible to arrange evacuations. Lucky for the Vietnamese employees of Chase, White's, quote, basic view was that if you thought you couldn't do something, you were probably right, whereas if you thought you could, you stood a decent chance of pulling it off. He set his mind to getting the employees and their families, 113 people, to safety, even if he had to steal a plane to do it. As he puts together his rescue plan, navigating the streets of the city with a briefcase containing a revolver and $25,000 in cash, White tells his inspiring story with wit, panache, humility, and a captivating sense of time and place. I adored Getting Out of Saigon. It is truly phenomenal.
The books are The Great Reclamation by Rachel Hang and Getting Out of Saigon by Ralph White. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.